next couple of weeks. Matthew 8 and 9. I kind of felt that we'd been looking at the Trinity and all these kind of theological truths, and it's good, isn't it, to have a good foundation for our how we see God, what we believe about God, because what we believe about God affects the way we do life and how we see life and how we see one another. And so we've been doing a lot of that, and which has been really good. And I just felt maybe just to swing the other way and just have a look at kingdom life and just living life with Jesus and the simplicity of what it was like to walk with him. And in Matthew 8 and 9, it comes just after Jesus has done this huge amount of teaching on the Beatitudes on the that mountainside, and he had taught them loads, and the crowd was there, and they were all amazed at his power and his authority and his teaching. And then you get Matthew 8 and 9, which is just a flurry of Jesus going about doing good, doing what he does best, healing the sick, casting out demons, raising the dead. And so over the next couple of weeks, we're just going to go through and look at those accounts of the life of Jesus and the kingdom of God, just touching those around. And so I'm just going to start with chapter 8, very short, 4 verses. And it's the healing of the man with leprosy. And it says this: when Jesus came down from the mountainside, large crowds followed him. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him and said, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said. "Be clean." Immediately, he was cleansed of his leprosy. Then Jesus said to him, "See that you don't tell anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer the gift Moses commanded as a testimony to them." Just a nice short little account of Jesus doing something beautiful and amazing. And it just reminded me that, you know, the kingdom of God isn't a matter of talk, but it is a matter of power. But as we see with Jesus, that this power is mixed with the deepest compassion and mercy and humility. And I long to see that power flowing in our lives. But the fullness of that power really is love. The fullness of that healing, that fullness of the kingdom is wrapped up in love. And love isn't just a nice airy-fairy thing we see here. Love has the power to cleanse the leper. Love is powerful. And just in these 4 verses, is there something so amazing? There's so much there. And I guess the way I want to look at it is, what does it tell us about God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Because when we look at Jesus, we see God in his fullness. We see God on full display. So when we look at this account, what do we see? How do we see God? What is Jesus showing us about Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? And then what do we see about us? Because we are the body of Christ. And what does it show us that God is building, you know, building us into this holy temple, the body of Christ? So let's start with the man with leprosy. My little Bible says that the Greek word traditionally translated leprosy was used for various diseases affecting the skin. So this guy had a skin disease. And in that culture and in that day, that was a really difficult thing because of the law. Because if you had a skin disease, it meant that you were ceremonially unclean. It meant that you would experience quite a lot of isolation because you were unclean. It made you unclean. And what you touched became unclean. So life would have been hard for this guy. He would have not been able to fully engage in the worship of that, of going into the temple, and he would have been a little bit on the edge. He would have been a bit of an outsider. So I think that this moment when he went and knelt before Jesus would have been a massive moment for him. It says when Jesus is coming down from the mountainside, large crowds followed him. This guy would have been part of a huge crowd. And as we know, crowds can be very judgmental and have a lot of opinion. So for him to step out of that crowd and be noticed, to kneel down before Jesus, would have been a big, big moment for him. Because he would have been isolated anyway, and all of a sudden he's making himself vulnerable and noticed in front of this huge, huge crowd. I can imagine his heart pounding in his chest as he makes that decision to just kneel before Jesus. He's vulnerable. He opens himself up to the possibility of being rejected by Jesus. It was a brave moment. But he must have seen something in Jesus. He must have seen something as he heard him on that mountainside preaching, because he says, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. You can." There was some kind of faith that had been sparked. And I guess if you'd been sitting under the teaching ministry of Jesus, there would have been faith sparked. Because if you look at the verses beforehand, Jesus is saying, "Blessed is the poor. Blessed are those who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of heaven." He's saying, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth." He taught the Lord's Prayer, let it be on earth as it is in heaven. And he said, "Ask if you want, ask and you will receive. Knock and the door will be open to you. Seek and you will find." So this guy would have heard the teaching of Jesus. And the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. There must have been something sparked, the faith that of God sparked in his heart as he heard the teaching of Jesus. And all of a sudden he sees Jesus and realizes, if you're willing, you can make me clean. So faith was sparked, but there's still that element of doubt. If you are willing. And that's often the case, isn't it? That I think many of us find ourselves in. We're not quite sure how good God is. If you're willing, you can make me clean. The question mark, again, is on the nature of God. What is he like if he's willing? And Jesus answers the man. And he answers him both verbally and in a physical way. It says he reached out his hand and touched the man. Wow. Jesus breaks all the rules. He reaches out his hand to this man who, I guess, maybe wouldn't have been touched for a very, very long time. He shouldn't have been touched. Jesus, being the full expression of God, reaches out and touches an untouchable person. There's the nature of God on display. And if by that movement, that motion, you weren't convinced, he then backs it up by saying, I am willing. I am willing. He reaches out his hand in utter compassion, extending fellowship, a total reflection of his Father and the Holy Spirit. He touches the untouchable. And I just wonder, when he says those words, I am willing, be clean. I wonder if for Jesus there was a whole lot of weight on that word. I am willing. You see, I'm sure in the mind of Jesus, he realized that when anyone was cleansed under the law, part of that cleansing, a lamb was slaughtered. A lamb was slaughtered in thanks. And I guess when behind those words, I am willing, was the knowledge that of the cost of that cleansing. That the cost of that cleansing in that moment would be his blood, would be him giving himself for that man. That's how willing he was. He reached out. I'm willing to cleanse you. And isn't he so willing to cleanse us? Jesus' I am willing was full of his intention to go to the cross and to remove every blemish from his life and from our lives through his death. Be clean, he says, be clean. And immediately he was cleansed of his leprosy. Isn't it amazing, the reversal? This is the kingdom of God. Whereas before, if the guy with leprosy, if he touched Jesus, Jesus would have become unclean. But in the kingdom, when he touches the leper becomes clean. It's the kingdom. It's the way God's kingdom works. He's reversing the curse. He's reversing everything. Now his touch heals and restores, whereas before, the touch of those unclean would have made those, would have spread uncleanness. It's a beautiful picture of what God's kingdom looks like. His kingdom and his love is more powerful than sin and darkness and uncleanness. And he completely restores this man. He brings him back into society. He's now clean and whole. It's beautiful. He fully restores. That's the kingdom. That's what our God is like. He extends his hand to the outsider, to the unclean. And in that movement, in that moment, he makes what is unclean clean. That's what he did for that man. That's what he did for us. He was totally willing to say, yeah, be clean. That's the goodness of God in just one act of Jesus. On display is the fullness of God. And I guess that's the family we've been invited into. That's part of our DNA as the body of Christ, is to be people who are willing to touch the untouchable, who are willing to extend the hand to those in isolation, to those that perhaps society have considered outside. I was watching a documentary by Reggie Yates, I think his name was, BBC Radio 1 DJ. He went to Russia and he was looking at this kind of political scene in Russia at the moment, and it's pretty scary because it has very kind of big tones of the Nazi kind of party and kind of wanting a pure race, and there's lots of violence towards immigrants in that place at the moment because of fear. And there was an interview with one guy who was from the DRC, Democratic Republic of Congo, who had been really brutally beaten up by some of these Russian guys. And in the interview, he was describing what happened, and then at the end, he just shook his head and he said, "I just don't get it. I'm no different to them." And it just struck me, that was so powerful because it's so true. And that's the gospel. We are all the same in Christ. And it just made me think how important the gospel is in our day and age, when separation is a really dangerous thing because it means people get hurt. What's the solution? Ultimately, we have the solution. The solution looks like Jesus reaching out his hand and saying, "I am willing." That's what we get to do as part of his body. And it's that powerful love that is the force against division, separation. It brings healing. It brings redemption. It's not just nice, pretty stories here. This is how we do war against darkness. So, Jesus extends his hand to the leper. He extends his hand to me and you and says, "Be clean," and brings us into the family. And we, as part of his body, get to extend our hand to reach the unreachable, touch the untouchable with the goodness of God. Amen. Shall we just stand to finish? And I just wonder, maybe there's just two things going on here. Maybe there's a part of you that feels maybe a little bit like that man. There's maybe areas in your life where you feel isolated or untouchable, you know. Maybe you feel unclean. And the Lord is here to say, I am willing. He's here to reach out his hand and to reach into any darkness or confusion and bring his life and healing. And then perhaps maybe God might want to put a passion in us, a fire in us tonight to reach beyond the comfort zone, the people that we get on with, the people that we know. Perhaps he might want to put a fire in us to reach those that are unreachable, those that are untouchable, those that are in isolation. So maybe could we just stand up, and if any of those things kind of resonate with you, we're just going to kind of ask God to come and just, yeah, meet with us. Just allow him to extend his hand.